You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Well, stock prices may be in a bit of a correction, but oil prices are in a crash, literally. Crude prices fell below $70 a barrel yesterday for the first time in 14 months. That's down 50% in value from the record prices reached just 3 months ago. That is a crash. OPEC members decided yesterday to hold an emergency meeting next week in Vienna to figure out how to shore up prices. An emergency for them, maybe not an emergency for us. But there are some sobering economic signs in the decline in energy prices. And to help us explain what's going on here, Carola Hoyos, chief energy correspondent for the Financial Times, joins us from London. Carola, thanks for being with us.
Hi, my pleasure.
This is a real record move. I mean, on so many levels, and oil has gone from being an investment hedge to being a real economic indicator of a global recession. How are the markets dealing with this?
Well, the markets are how are the markets dealing with it? Well, at the moment, everything is down. So you would think that if oil prices were going to go down, some people would take a breather and think that'll help the economy. But in fact, the markets are looking much more at the oil price falling as just a reflection of how bad things are, not only in the U.S. but now begin to be looking in places, in Europe, in the more Eastern European countries, in Russia, which obviously we know is in bad straits, but also across kind of growth areas of the Middle East and into, dare we say, China.
I mean, you know, oil prices go up and down, markets fluctuate all over the place, but I mean, what's going on here seems to suggest that there's been an evaporation in worldwide demand for fuel. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
1997 and 98 was a bad year for OPEC, and this reminds me a lot of it. It was the Asia financial crisis, and oil prices dropped to about $8 a barrel. So yes, I've seen it before, but not from the vantage point that we're looking at it. And yes, OPEC has seen it before, and it'll be really interesting how they react. The Saudis were very bold last time, correcting their decision to increase production and eventually getting OPEC to pull back production and getting oil prices back up on their feet. We will see on Friday, which is when they'll meet, whether that kind of resolve is there for Saudi Arabia and, for that matter, for OPEC as a whole.
Well, you know, what we saw when oil prices were flirting with $150 a barrel, that OPEC was really not able to adjust production and affect the price in any real meaningful way. On the low end here, are you more confident that they can actually do something?
Well, in theory, it's easier to do something about the low end, right? Because the reason they weren't able to affect the oil prices on the high end is that they just didn't have the hardware installed to get the barrels out of the ground. On the low end, in theory, if they do work as a cartel, they can all get together and decide to stick to an output cut. But I've, I think, now said in theory at least three times, because that is the most important thing. There's an inherent prisoner's dilemma situation here, and different OPEC members have different pressure points. The Venezuelans and the Iranians are going to argue that Saudi Arabia pushed up its oil production and needs to bring it down now. On the other hand, the Saudis don't necessarily want to lose market share, and in fact can weather a downturn in oil prices better than Venezuela and Iran and some of the other countries that are more dependent on oil for their budgets and other economic factors. So there are a lot of competing
sure, there's not a lot of uniformity there.
And there's not necessarily uniformity,
right.
And so we'll see if they can actually, they're actually scared enough to do something. And I think everybody's going to look at the Saudis. And so we'll see what they do, and then it'll take a month or two for it actually to happen. And so you'll get the first indication on Friday, and then later indications once you really see those ships not arriving in the U.S. and Asia and Europe in a month or two.
Carol, a really quick question. How much of an investment in alternative fuels that maybe looked like a good idea at above $100 a barrel, how much of that investment is going to be lost if this price stays down close to 70 and there's even talk of going into the 50s?
Well, politicians and executives are going to tell you not very much, but I think realism and history is going to tell you that unfortunately the environment and charity will go out of the window relatively quickly.
Right.
But
billions.
As will expensive things like the Canada oil sands. So there are other expensive projects that are environmentally unhealthy that will also suffer.
Carol Ahoyos, Chief Energy Correspondent for the Financial Times, thanks for explaining it all to us as usual. More billions out the window, Adora.
Yeah, not good news for those oil producers, but we'll certainly see how they react.